Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a waspily rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Time to awaken. Mark, Mark, wake up, Mark.
Time to wake up, kitties. Friday, that's the rumor. Lots going on. I'm just going to incoherently babble here for a minute, as I normally do. Today, our awesome guest, Heather Renee Horton of MythMandela.com, Indigo Life Designs, and I Am Planet Soul, former Blog Talk and Paramania Radio host herself. She's got an awesome new astro psychology self-discovery course that I got to see her do a lecture on at the Gift of Light Expo a month or two ago. So she's going to give us the rundown on that and, you know, give us some skills to help help us discover more about ourselves. Believers drumming tonight in Chillicothe at Hunter Dard Studio.
Dard Hunter Studio
also.
Chillicothe.
The exact opposite of Hunter Dard Studio. I think it's right across the street. I think they're across the street
they're
from
brothers.
Each other. Right, right.
They're brothers.
They're brothers. Next, so since you people are good enough to tune in and listen, I am doing my best to bring as many cool and unique and awesome guests on to the show as we can get. anyone who can, you know, put up with me for an hour over the phone. which is a little limiting there, I guess. But coming up next week, I think we're going to move the show time back to noon. Our guest will be our good friend Elsa Hermes. We'll be doing some medical astrology, reflexology, other medical and health stuff we'll be going
That's
over.
Cool.
Then May 22nd, we have our good friend Susan Nicole Wright, psychic medium, rescheduled after I have finally figured out my technical issues. So
at home?
Yes, at home. So
it seemed to happen here.
Yeah. The radiation in my body just doesn't react well with technology.
Where are you from?
Neptune.
I mean, really, where are you from?
Oh, right. That was good. So a little football later.
Sorry.
May 29th, we will have another Pisces, Amira Beth. My friend, who is gives really good energy reports and ascension reports and lots of really cool different like holistic and metaphysical coaching. I'm working on various other people as well. We will have Cindy Riggs on June 26th. I'm working on a couple of the really big names in the evolutionary astrology field. I think I have Mark Jones from the UK lined up.
Nice.
Who's written a couple books. He's one of the leaders of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. Working on Julie North, getting her on. I think we'll have Tom Benedict, also known as Tom Stones, the only crystal and stone dealer to ever appear on Coast to Coast AM.
Nice.
Also working on getting my friend Susan Shepherd on. She's out of Parkersburg, West Virginia. She is one of the organizers and leaders of the Mothman Festival, runs a series of haunted house tours there in Parkersburg. And actually, a lot of the, although the Silver Bridge collapse was not in Parkersburg, but at Parkersburg is where a lot of the Mothman and especially the Men in Black activity happened. And she is also, I believe, helps run the astrology course for the ETMU, the Metaphysical University there in West Virginia, run by our friend Deb Lindsay. So we're working on getting Susan on. So I guess I'm in the name dropping this morning.
Mark Jones!
So as long as you guys take time out of, there's lots of radio shows you can listen to, lots of other stuff you can be doing. So if you guys do me the favor of taking time out of your day to listen, I will take the time to try and schedule the best and coolest guests.
Well, your only competition is what? Jack the Gopher Hole?
Jack the Gopher Hole.
Yeah, he's on the other network.
That's right. Goodness. Yeah, so we're going to, I'm going to keep bringing you the best and brightest that I can get on the show here. Keep different areas, different metaphysical areas. And I'm working on some other big names too. So stay tuned. Drumming tonight in Chillicothe. Saturday is the Shaman Walk at Ash Cave.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday, drumming, Ash Cave drumming. The quarterly Ash Cave drumming.
It's going to be fun.
Next Saturday is the third Saturday of the month, so come join me at Mystic Nirvana at 7 o'clock for the May, I don't know how this is May, for the May astrology meetup. And I'll be going over the different generations, the different generations by the Pluto sign. And so I'll be going Generation X and the baby boomers and whatnot. So I've divided them by their Pluto sign, which I believe is the proper way to, because there's lots of confusion on when the different generations end and start. I go by the Pluto sign because that makes the most logical sense to me and seems to work the best. And I'll be breaking down the key signatures for each of the generations and their natal charts and the key transits that they will be getting in the next few years. And so, of course, I'll have handouts for everyone. And that way, you have a little cheat sheet. So if there's people you do you work with, or people that you socialize with, friends, whatnot, you'll leave class with a brief outline of kind of the trends that they have going on and what's coming up for them. And so it'll be kind of a big overview forecast for all the different age groups for what's coming up. Mm-hmm. So that should be fun. I'm still working on that. By the way,
I'm laughing at you.
You're laughing near me.
Across from you.
You're laughing across from me.
Yeah, it's just funny to watch you. Your pauses crack me up. You're like.
So, by the way, if you're on Facebook, I have a new website I've told you about before, www.twofishesastrology.com, that's twofishesastrology. So you can find me there. Also, I have two Facebook pages set up, one for Two Fishes Astrology that you can go, and I post some astrology musings there. Then I also have a Two Fishes Sports Astrology page. I'm going to just real quick, I'll share with you I ran across an interesting little thing here, and I'll just kind of share with you real quick, like some of the stuff I share on my sports astrology page. So I get the newspaper, so I follow sports pretty closely. So very interestingly, the other day, the Cincinnati Reds playing the Pittsburgh Pirates earlier in the week. So there was a pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds named Mike Leake. He has Sun at 19 degrees of Scorpio, and he has Pluto at 10 degrees of Scorpio. So he was pitching against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pittsburgh Pirates team chart has a stellium in the sign of Taurus. Taurus is the opposite of Scorpio. It's the opposite sign. The Pirates team chart has stellium of the planet Neptune, Saturn, and Mercury, all three of those, all between 12 and 15 degrees of the sign of Taurus. Mike Leake, the pitcher for the Reds, his Sun and Pluto and Scorpio kind of sandwich those. His Sun and Pluto were at 10 and 19 Scorpio. So he's got oppositions from Sun and Scorpio to all three of the Taurus planets in the Pirates chart. Okay, so Mike Leake defeated the Pirates the other day. Going back to 2012, Mike Leake has pitched against the Pirates 15 times. He has never lost to them.
Wow.
He's won six straight wins in the last six times he's faced them. He's got a few no decisions past that, but his Pluto exerting dominance over the Pittsburgh Pirates' Saturn structure, mm-hmm. Mercury mental processes, Neptune, fogginess, mistakes. So that's the kind of stuff I kind of post at on there. And I've got lots of sports predictions, which are doing really well. I got 6 of the 8 first round series of the mm-hmm. NHL Stanley Cup, right?
Nice.
I got all 8 of the NBA first round playoffs. I got all 8 of those series correct. So that made me 14 out of 16 in the first rounds of those. I've also got some really, 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 really early NFL preseason predictions up there. I did after the schedules came out. So all kinds of stuff out there just to keep people interested. And feel free to post questions or anything on any of my Facebook pages there. Okay. Also, at some point here, I will be doing another beginner astrology class at Mystic Nirvana, and also I will have probably a free beginner class at Pearls of Wisdom, but there's a $10 fee for the beginner one at Pearls of Wisdom, so I'm going to have handouts, and it's going to be a much longer class. And you're going to get all kinds of info. The one at Pearls of Wisdom will probably just be like an hour and a half, which is short for me to talk. And we'll just kind of be an overview of what astrology is and kind of what's going on now. So there'll be two beginner classes, but it'll be very different structure. So look for those to be coming up. Okay.
Are you drumming tonight?
I believe I may come with you guys to chill. I have an open night tonight, so I believe I may. Fridays have been bad for me as far as having free time. So I think I may come down with you guys to Chillicothe. So if you're in the Chillicothe area,
come drum with us, Mark.
We are going to be drumming. I got a new drum a couple months ago for my birthday.
Fast football too.
And if and we will
in our tuxedos.
If you guys remember, there's the greatest television show in the history of civilization was called Mystery Science Theater. It was on in the 90s up through maybe early 2000s on Sci-Fi Channel carried it, and then Comedy Channel carried it for a while. Well, the factions of these two shows have broken off, and there are two of them now. There's one called Cinematic Titanic, which is I'm turning this into an entertainment show. has Joel Hodgson and Frank and Mary Jo Peel and those guys. There's another group called Rift Tracks, and that is Mike Nelson leads that, who is the second host of Mystery Science Theater. And anyways, they do some live, some movies that they stream live where they, you know, they riff, if you remember Mystery Science Theater, they riff on them. And so we went the other night and saw one called The Room, and it is the most hysterical thing ever. We were both just literally crying in our seats. So there'll be an encore presentation of that, so I highly recommend checking that out if you need to laugh your butts off. So.
Okay.
Our guest today, Heather Renee Horton. She's got lots of stuff. One of the hardest working people in show business. Also known as the Winged Bitch, as I affectionately call her. I also... I dubbed her another nickname at the Gift of Light Expo. She's my radio wife also. Okay. So we're going to bring on the Pisces Whisperer, that the Fish Whisperer, another of her nicknames. So welcome our guest, if she hasn't hung up on me, Heather Renee Horton.
I mean, I should hang up on you. I feel bad for your little Piscean confusion all twisted up under the distorted waters.
But you know me too well.
So I stick around and I put up with all your flipping.
Jeez, comedy hour.
I guess. Hey, I got the two sages with me again today. Hello.
Hey, girl. Hey.
This is going to be a good show.
Yes, this has been interesting. Oh, too, I forgot to mention your friend Matt Savinor has a new astrology magazine he's working on called Hexagon.
He does. And it's brilliant. It's beautiful. It's brilliant. I've been asked to be a contributing writer for it. The staff writers are amazing. I happen to have a beta copy of it, which is phenomenal in and of itself. I can't wait to see the first issue really make its big premiere. Matt's a pretty great guy and talented and brilliant. And I'm excited for him to be coming out with this. Hexagon.
Awesome.
Hexagon is the name of the magazine. There hasn't been a quality astrology magazine, in 30 years. So here's a good Saturn cycle, to initiate a new one.
I'm a fan of the Mountain Astrologer. I subscribe to that, but. Yeah, I agree. In every area of astrology, we need new stuff.
Well, I mean,
we need new stuff out there.
Mountain Astrologer is awesome, but it's a completely separate presentation. I mean, that's
right.
That's geared toward astrologers. Granted, we could argue that Hexagon is too. But it starts to open the doors, I think, to non-astrologers a little bit more than maybe the Mountain Astrologer does. You don't hear about the Mountain Astrologer unless you're an astrologer. Hexagon kind of has that commercial vibe to it that you might be able to find it, I don't know about the grocery store, but definitely at Barnes & Noble, on the shelf. So... high quality. It's a high quality magazine. It's got a Kickstarter. If you're interested, go watch the previews of Hexagon. Check it out. Google that.
Yeah, and I've shared that Hexagon Kickstarter. I've shared on my Facebook page, and I will. I'll go share it in the chat room here as well, so that everyone can check that out. So how have you been? I know you're always busy. You always have new ideas and new projects. And what's going on with you? What are you doing?
I mean,
what's
I
up?
Really should have
Where
a
you at?
Multi-million
what are you wearing?
I really should have a multi-million-dollar contract for my ideas. But since that's not in the mix, I'm still doing the Taurus moon thing and mooing my way through it all. How am I doing? I'm busy, Mark. Like, I'm so busy. It's a good problem to have, but I'm whooped. I'm tired. I'm trying not to, like, affirm all these things, but it is fact. I mean, the sun was just square my natal Saturn, so it's understandable that at 7:30 I'm passed out of sleep for the night.
Right, right. And yeah, the energy's out. Well, let's get your take on the energies that are going out there. What are you seeing and feeling from your peeps?
Okay. From clients, a lot of people needing emergency sessions, a lot of crisis sessions happening, a lot of please get me in as soon as possible, you know, to the point where I'm no longer taking in-person sessions unless you have a referral from a client, an established client. Otherwise, I will take new clients without a referral through phone sessions, email sessions, even Skype. But yeah, then in person, I'm to the brim. So a lot of transformation, you know, the same thing. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I guess it is new for people that, you know, don't do this on a regular basis. It's all that breakdown to breakthrough energy. And we've got to crumble all the old BS. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this show. Oh, Mark, you're going to kill me. My battery's low. Shoot. You know, for me, I feel amazing. Personally, but I don't watch TV. I don't allow myself to get sucked into the news, especially like I used to. I was very activist-like.
Yes.
And
as well.
I feel as though maybe it's being all indigo child, but that I always seem to be a couple years ahead of the curve. And so I did the, like, strong activism and the strong, you know, wake up, everybody, we need to stand up for things, and having my own senses, personal breakdowns in order to break through. And I feel like I'm already on my breakthrough side while I'm seeing clients that are now breaking down. So, you know, I mean, for me it works because I need to have already gone through it in order to help people.
I agree totally. I went through the same thing. I got really involved in politics and, yeah, different activism things and wanting to change the system from the inside and stuff like that, and then just kind of woke up one day and just realized I was just feeding the beast. And I just kind of... Even right, I mean, even if you're, I mean, you have an animal that, you know, feeds off of fear and hate and anger, and even if you're, if you're opposed to what the animal's doing, if you're giving it fear and hate and anger, you're still feeding the beast, even if you're in opposition to what it's doing. So. Now I go in and I look at things and I call out BS when I see it. I mean, we did half an hour on Operation Jade a couple weeks ago. So when I see BS, I call it out, but I don't sit there and linger in the anger and the fear and stuff. It's like I go there, I see what's going on, I call it out, I say that's BS, they're trying to do a false flag or whatever, and then move on to the next thing.
Is that BS?
I think
that's
where
BS.
I find myself most frustrated, and I know this resonates for you as well, I'm sure, because we kind of have those brains that know how to decode things, and it's an exceptional talent for you and for me, which I'm just now starting to appreciate, because I used to get very angry and frustrated with people, and I'm like, look, here's what's going on. And I do it in a very assertive way, to a point where people are like, oh, Heather, such a conspiracy theorist. Oh, will you just lighten up? It's not what's going on. The world's a good, everybody's good and has a people, you know, that are elite, they have a they have their best interest in mind. There's only a couple bad people in the world, and I'm saying, like, oh, my. And I get so upset about it and so passionate about it. And now I've kind of gone back to the teaching, really, that what you think about, you bring about. And it's supporting what you said by, you know, if you focus on that, you're feeding the beast. Is it important to be aware? Yes, but I'm almost to a point, it's not ignorance is bliss, but it's mindfulness is bliss. And, you know, I'm very aware now at what level I'm creating my reality. And we're all creating the collective reality. Unfortunately, there are people who are honing in on the breakdown phase, which is necessary. So, you know, I don't know. This could turn into a whole free will fate debate. I don't know. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at the same point. It's like I couldn't keep having the same. I had the same discussions about 9/11 and Ron Paul and, you know, just 100 other topics. As I had them so many times, I couldn't have them anymore. I've stated my opinion. I put the energy out there. Done.
You know, so that also speaks to, I am fascinated by historical patterns because that's when you're more critical thinkers, you're more, you know, your opponents, your skeptics, that's when they can't really argue with you about celestial patterns when you can correspond them in a rhythm historically. So I do like that. You know, if we look at the pattern of that Pluto-Uranus square over the last, what, four years?
It was 2.5 year period from where we had the 7 exact ones. It was March of 2012 to March of this year.
Okay, so now March of this year, the top blew off. You know, the volcano top has blown off from that last, I don't even think it's the last square, it's the post. Once it broke free, once that dance between difficult mass between Uranus and Pluto, that difficult, and I've learned I need to start speaking in very non-astrological language for people to understand. The very difficult mass between those two planets that dance has finally ended, and because of that, that has released all the back and forth of that. It's almost like, what is it? Is it salsa? What's the tango? It's like the tango, okay? So there comes a point in that dance where they're tangoing, they're back and forth, and they're close, but there's so much tension between the dancers. There does come a release point in the tango, anyone that knows that dance. Watch Dancing with the Stars. I'm sure it's still on air. I don't know. I haven't watched TV in 10 years.
Do I have to?
You get my point.
I understand what you're saying. I understand.
Right. Well, there's that sense, that explosiveness that of the release between the real close tension that is experienced in that dance, and we're seeing that through the volcanoes, through the earthquakes, through people breaking down and breaking through. You know, that's where we are. We can go, you know, cycle back through history and see it, and see the same mass, maybe not identical, but close enough, and see the aftermath of it. Pun intended. Not really. Right.
Pun somewhat intended. Right. Yeah. I mean, I agree. I just got to the. You know, it looked like this has been a weird year to decipher, because it was very obvious what, you know, the first part of the year up through April 18th, it was very obvious what that was going to be. That was going to be total release of karmic stuff and breakdown of systems and, you know, all kind of karmic residue being released. And it was very clear what that was going to be. And I think it's very clear what the last part of the year is going to be from August 11th on, when we start having this shift from all this fire energy into this humongous power constellation and earth signs that we're going to have for a year and a half after that. But it's like this middle period is kind of weird, because actually, astrologically, after that new moon in Aries on April 18th, up until beginning of July, when some of these squares and stuff start happening again, and there's some kind of explosive things, there's really late April through the end of June is like the mellowest period astrologically that I've seen in the last probably 5 years. So it's kind of hard to figure out what was going to be coming. I mean, now it's kind of obvious. We went through all this breakdown and karmic cleansing and all this stuff. And so now it's kind of like, it's like we've gotten a massive computer upgrade. It's like my really horrible analogy I made up this morning. It's like if you've ever worked in corporate America, and you know, you have to have the IT department come do little different patches to your computer to get access to different things and stuff. And then they come in and they upgrade the computer systems, and then like none of your stuff works. All your little fixes and all the little things you've made to connect different programs and all this stuff, they don't work anymore because they upgraded the system, so it ruined all the little fixes you did. So now it's kind of like, to me, I'm seeing like it's all these, we're trying to fit all the little broken pieces and the pieces that don't fit together and stuff. We're trying to say, hey, this is outdated, this doesn't work anymore. Okay, how do I connect these two areas? And
I like that. That's a good example.
Yeah, so it's like trying to find out like what, like we got rid of a whole bunch of stuff, and it's like now we're trying to figure like, okay, out of the pieces, parts I have left, what works and what's really good and what flows together and what's no longer me, that's just a old program that I'm running.
It does seem to, on its densest level, be manifesting as people getting rid of their things. I've noticed major purge for a lot of people, myself included, and a lot of, you know, breaking down the false persona, the false self, the, I know that's a big one for me. Of course, I have the Pluto transit going through my first house, so, you know, that who you want the world to view you as, you know, or, you know, how you step out into 3D, basically, seems to have more authenticity. And if you're not acting in such authenticity, you're having a hard time. So that seems to be a theme happening, I've noticed, for people. You know, we can even get denser, you know, and heavier and look at, you know, the cycle with Baltimore and how that connects to the mid-60s. And I mean, one, it's nice to have the confirmation that, yep, these, just like clockwork, these celestial cycles work and they're manifesting. However, you know, it's also frustrating to not be able to smack everyone across the face like, hey, they are instigating this on purpose. They want you to be enraged. They want you to freak. I mean, so it's like, it's a catch-22. You know, people need to stand up and say no more. And, you know, we'll change as a collective, not this, like, you know, the top tier gets everything and we're all screwed. But at the same time, participating in the breakdown without, you know, being mindful of how you'll participate in the build-up is problematic.
Right. Right. Totally agree. Yeah, so something that I've noticed, too, something that's for the time being, and I'm sure there's some astrologers that'll want to knife me in a dark alley for saying this. I'm sorry, additional ones that will want to knife me in a dark alley. But, you know, I found that people's ascendants are completely don't exist right now. I feel like everyone's mask is off. Not a choice.
Really?
It's been taken off. I'm finding people's
saying about authenticity.
Yes. That's what made me think of that. I'm finding no one is able to hide anything. Everyone's like true nature is like really coming out now. There are no masks right now. Except for my rabbit mask. I'm sorry, do I think it's a what?
Do you think that for better or for worse, or do you think that, like, that's more authentic for those that are, quote-unquote, ascending, or however we want to call that?
I'm seeing it for everybody. I'm seeing it for everybody. I'm seeing that the true inner nature coming out, because things like got so tense and so stressful there for a bit that it was like there was no, people were not able to hide it anymore.
Whatever it was. All right, so let's take that to, yeah, I agree with you. So on an individual level, the book cover you present is down, yeah, right. Your rising sign is, people have the book wide open right now. There's some highlighting going on. If we look at, because the visual I get as you're saying that is volcanoes erupting and earthquakes. So that also would be, you know, the persona that this planet is intended to be freaking raped by humans and not appreciated, that ascendant or that cover is also down, and the authentic earth is responding, you know, through the eruptions and through the movement and the change. And if we think back, you know, if we go back to the idea of Pangaea, I mean, we're supposed to move. The planet's supposed to alter. It is not meant to be stagnant.
Yeah.
Did I wear you out with that?
Yeah, I'm mentally masticating. I'm chewing that. Mental mastication.
This is why I'm single, Mark. I mean, I'm not bad looking, and I'm kind of funny, so I'm not quite sure, but I've come to the conclusion these are the reasons I'm single. I like being single.
No, you're very good looking. You're very good looking.
Oh, well,
don't
thank
you
for the confirmation.
I wasn't
in doubt.
don't sell yourself short there.
I didn't. I just said I wasn't in doubt. I have a Taurus moon and Venus in my first house. I'm not doubting that.
Okay.
It's fun being the producer.
Iggy says it's fun being the producer.
I'm saying the troubles fall more in my expanded consciousness.
And the tongue attached to it?
Yeah. Well, attached now.
The tongue gets me in trouble too. As does the consciousness, I reckon.
I could take that up to a whole new level, but we're gonna stay right here where we are.
Okay, yeah, so we're going.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say we're just going to take a real short little break here, and then we will come back and we'll talk about a cool website I found called MythMandela.com. Maybe you can fill us in on that awesome website. I've posted it in the chat room there, and it is on my Facebook page as well. So we're going to catch our collective breaths for 30 or 60 seconds here, and we'll be right back with our guest, Heather Renee Horton.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure they will say so.
Are you like a crazy person? We are back with our guest, Heather Renee Horton, and other crazy people here in the studio. I can't even tell all of us crazy as a part anymore.
Which one?
So, you have a, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I saw you give a really, really awesome presentation at the Gift of Light Expo in some month previous to this one. I think it was March. And you have a new website, www.mythmandela.com. And I really loved your presentation. I'm going to let her explain it better than me, but in short, she just kind of took the horoscope, took someone's birth chart, and broke down each of the houses and found the colors associated with them and the energies, and kind of tracked, I've probably just completely massacred this, and she kind of tracked back like the psychological archetypes, and through a series of, she kind of took one guy's chart that was there at the lecture and just kind of broke down all the psychological archetypes working in his chart. And she's got a class she's teaching on this, and so she can explain it a lot better than me. So tell us about your Myth Mandela.
Well, let's see. Once upon a time in grad school, in group counseling, you have to have a final project. I knew I was going to try and go the route of, you know, Carl Jung. I really like Adler's theories. So I wanted to take a combination of those. I wanted to integrate astrology somehow, some way. And, you know, it all just came to me. And one of those psychic insight type of moments, you know, where I burned a lot of mental calories staring at different mandalas. And I was looking for something that I could connect to astrology. And it all unfolded beautifully. Long story short, you know, a paper that required 10 reference sources, I ended up with 45. I also brought Joseph Campbell's work into it with The Hero's Journey, or The Hero with a Thousand Faces, all those were all Campbell. And I wrote a beautiful paper and created the Myth Mandala, which is now a trademark of Indigo Lifetime, or, you know, a subsidiary anyway of it. So what I do is I facilitate these group workshops. It's like learning astrology without learning astrology. So these are for people that are looking for greater archetypal or psychological insight to the self for self-empowerment, looking for different tools in which to grow and function better in their daily life. You know, we could go the route of self-help with this. There's an opportunity. I integrate several techniques from cognitive behavioral therapy to Louise Hay's mirror work, and affirmations. We look at the design of the hero's journey, from, you know, making each individual the hero, finding fear, finding where our support lies. You know, Adler's work, he stems a lot of the individual's personality from childhood and sibling relationships, so that kind of comes into play, whether you have siblings or not. And as a group, they're closed groups. So once a group forms, we have 8 weeks, we go through the myths, the Roman and Greek myths. It's a psychoeducational group, so I teach ways of self-empowerment along with teaching these myths, and then we kind of see how it plays out within the group. I am in week 5 with business in downtown Dayton, you know, mixed age, mixed sex, but, you know, I've an even number of men and women in the group. Interesting, it's the men that always seem hesitant in the beginning when they hear there's going to be maybe crafts or coloring or art, and then they're the ones that can't wait. Once you get kind of in the middle group, like, what are we coloring today? What are we doing today? You know, what are we making today? Because, we're opening up the right brain in connection with left brain knowledge. So I'm giving you left brain information while solidifying or unifying it with right brain, which often for men is closed off. I think that's why they get so excited about it. Then by the end of, you know, each week, there's these aha moments, and each week is building off the previous week. By the end, you have a breakdown of your life, or your subconscious self, or a reflection of yourself that I help you make characters from. So you make characters out of your habits or your weaknesses, your strengths, and we use Campbell's hero's journey in order to reframe our life story. Maybe you like how it's played out the whole time, and you're good to go. You still have this beautiful insight and consciousness into your journey. Other people are already saying, hey, am I allowed to change some things I wrote here from 4 weeks ago? Absolutely. And by the end, you know, you also have these symbols that you created. So you've invested yourself into things. You know, last week we made swords for a particular reason. You know, they painted them, they crafted them, and it's symbolic for the Mars lesson that we had that week.
And phallic.
They're sharing. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's very it's an intimate experience. It's a supportive experience. And per the business group I have right now, they said, what are we going to do when the group ends? we have to keep meeting once a week and doing these kind of things. So, you know, of all the groups I've done, everyone, you know, the first two classes, everybody's like, okay. And once they start catching on by the middle groups, it's a rush. I can't wait to find out what you're doing next time. So I'm very proud of it. It's my baby. Anyone that would like to organize a group, I waive the fee for somebody that organizes. You don't have to provide the location necessarily, but if you get 4 or more people together, a group needs 5 people to function properly. So yourself plus a minimum of 4 others, the group fee is waived for the organizer. So it's a win. It's a win for everyone. I was told
awesome.
I should charge
more. You're told what?
That I should charge more for the group. So that's a good thing. You know you're doing something right. People are saying, that's all? You need to charge more.
Agreed.
So
if you've never been to any of Heather's lectures or classes or anything, she's very straightforward and really helps explain the archetypes very well. And just really kind of, you know, sometimes it's nice to have the light, fluffy information, you know, but sometimes too, it's, you know, I appreciate, I think that's why I have so many Sagges around me at times, is like, you know, I appreciate that kind of the straightforward.
Candor.
Yeah, it's like this is your good stuff. This is your dark stuff you're working out, and this is what it means, and just the blunt. I don't.
Are we blunt?
I don't need the. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't need the sugar coating that
I've
much.
I've been called uncouth, and that was about 15 years ago, but I'll never forget it.
I think I was called that 15 minutes ago.
Mark.
Oh, Mark.
We love Mark.
Yes.
And you can too for $29.95.
Wow.
You've been hanging around Los Angeles, I can tell.
So
and Leo's.
Yes. So maybe just want to take like one archetype, just like one piece of this puzzle of this class, just like a so people can kind of snapshot and just maybe break down one archetype or one house, just like a give people just a little snapshot of. Or I know you asked the guy, the one person in the lecture you gave, you asked him some questions. Maybe we can maybe ask Iggy a few of the questions here or something to or whatever is the easiest way you feel to kind of convey something.
That's kind of tough about having him do, like, fill up the Myth Mandala itself, which is the Wheel of Fortune Mandala, which was very, very prominent in the Middle Ages. In art, you saw the Wheel of Fortune, maybe in a background sense or in a prominent sense, but it showed up a lot. What I do is you complete different phrases. So let's see if I can do this on the fly, which is one part of it. You color this mandala. You fill out all the phrases that are already put into it. For example, there's I am. So Iggy, how would you answer I am? I am
beautiful.
I am beautiful. Okay. I want. What would you say for I want?
Freedom.
I want freedom. Okay. Write these down, because I'll forget them. I am beautiful. I want freedom. I question.
My decisions.
Okay. I feel.
Love.
Okay. I want or I will.
Make a difference.
Okay. And I practice.
What I preach.
Okay. We're going to stop there. We're not going to do all 12. However, so you'd fill out the mandala that already has those prompts. You would be writing those in and coloring this mandala. This is kind of how the opening class goes, the opening workshop. You know, introductions happen. After you're done, what would you name your mandala?
What would I name my mandala?
Yeah.
Frosty Rush.
Frosty Rush. Okay, so you would be basically known as Frosty Rush instead of Iggy. Okay.
Okay.
And in group one, we do luminary lessons. And so I would teach you about the group, about luminaries, being the sun and the moon. You know, the sun being the light, the masculine, the ever-present abundance of warmth, the hero, ultimately. You know, everything revolves around the sun. This is where we get the rulership of Leo. We have creativity, right? The sun is creative energy. It pours forth this vitamin D, this life-giving energy, to all of us here on Earth. Then we talk about the moon, and the moon being, you know, the mother archetype, and it's moody and changing. The moon changes signs every 2.5 days. We're looking at you know, Mother Mary archetype. We're looking at, we could argue that it's Isis archetype. We could say it's Artemis the Great Bitch archetype. I've taught them that the word, you know, month is month. We get the word month from the word moon. We get the word Monday from the word moon. You know, we also get the word monster from the word moon. One star or the moon star, the monster, right? And that's just when people's shadows come out, according to, you know, the nights and the moon, especially around the full moon, things like that. So we learn this within the group, and then we go around with our minimum of five people, and I'd say, Frosty Rush, what do you have written for I feel? What did you say for I feel?
Love.
Yeah, I had love.
Was his response.
I feel love. So, what do you have for I will? Make a difference. Okay. So, this is where the psychoeducational part really comes in. And I explain how you feel influences what you will. How you moon, what your moon is like, how your emotions and habitual natures play out influences how you will act in the world. For example, if you feel depressed, you will stay in bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not likely to go out and cheer on life and have a good old time when you're feeling depressed. So your I feel love, you will make a difference. That's true. That's an accurate connection, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what happens is week by week, after these placements around this wheel have been made, we use this mandala every week. So I give the teaching, we discuss, as the week progresses, we discuss the week prior, hey, you know, whatever you learned last week, did that affect you in any way? And the group talks. And then we move into, you know, what's happening. And so we go from luminary lessons to Mercury mindfulness. And then we also access the mandala again after we learn what we need to learn about Mercury. I say, hey, what did you have for I question? And we see how what you question.
My decision.
Okay, influences how you feel, which influences what you will do.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so
good.
If you question your decisions and you feel they were made in love, then you will make a difference. But if you question your decisions and you don't feel they were made in love, then you won't make a difference. And so we do this every week. Luminary lessons, Mercury mindfulness, Venus vision, Mars mission, Saturn structure, and Jupiter journey, and then transpersonal transformation. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it looks really, I kind of put these two on the spot here with this, but the presentation looks really nice in person because she's got all these color-coded things that she reveals, and you see how the different elements in the chart match up by the colors, and as you reveal these, it's kind of like taking your chart and kind of like making almost like a 3D model of it that you can kind of like interact with. Was one of the things I noticed.
Here's what I've noticed, too. In the groups I've conducted, I've probably had an equal share of clients that have already seen me and ones that would like to see me. And either way, both are wow. So it's really pulling from your own subconscious or we could even say your own right brain and then allowing your left brain to view it. Because you've colored the mandala, because you've made all these remarks, and now your left brain's connecting all the dots, going, wow, this is powerful. And then you can add it to, you know, pull in your natal chart after the fact. What I love is you don't have to look at me as an astrologer or even be into astrology to appreciate the lessons you get from this group. So this kind of expands me a little more mainstream. While still being a
quirky
Heather.
Of course. You know what I love that you've done with this is we've, other times when you've been on this show and when I've been on your shows in the past and when we've been together in person, we end up you know, we get into all this conspiracy stuff, and we show all the, we talk about all the neuro-linguistic programming from the negative side that they do through releasing things through books, movies, music videos, commercials, all the symbolism and stuff where they do that, where they kind of play your left and right side of your brain against you. You've kind of taken that and you've like turned it for the good. You've taken a concept that was used for negative, and you've switched it and used it for the good, because you're teaching, instead of your left and right brain to be compartmentalized and separated and arguing or feeding information on a hidden level, through this process, you're teaching your left and right brain to communicate on a proper level, on a correct level, where it's working together instead of fragmenting people. So it's even I could feel my brain opening up when you were kind of describing that, because a lot of times
you can be an expert astrologer, you can be Joe Blow with little education walk down the street, and both of you can participate in the exact same group, and both of you can get immense self empowerment and knowledge and healing from participating in the group. It's my breakthrough, you know. As I said earlier in the program, I had done my breakdown for quite some time, which really was about breaking down that programming that the mainstream media, that society, you know, your peer environment, all of that puts upon you. I spent many years breaking that down, which was not a comfortable experience by any means. And this is my breakthrough. And I want to share that with other people and help them to break through these techniques. So thank you for that confirmation and reflection and affirmation. I will say, Mark, it softened me. Creating this group and especially facilitating this group has softened me. I don't have the hard, you know, persona or the, maybe it's the carefree sag, I don't know. I mean, she's still there, but it's soft. I'm not trying to bulldoze anyone anymore.
You don't realize your own brilliance sometimes.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Really, now, Heather is a great, if you don't know Heather is a great teacher and really a great inspiration to me.
Mm-hmm.
She gets,
what did you send her text?
Oh, yeah, I just got three right in a row saying thank you so much. I can't wait to have my session with you in person, and I hope you have an amazing day. This is somebody traveling from Chicago to have their session. She said, I want to see you in person. So.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
fabulous. And you get to show, they'll get to see Yellow Springs, which, now that if you guys haven't, anybody in the area, if you've not been to Yellow Springs is a really cool, awesome place.
Happy Hippieville. So, anyone interested in being a part of the group? If you have people you'd like to get together to have this experience, you can go to mymythmandalasite.com, poke around there. There is a page that says Myth Mandala. Tells about the group. On my scheduling page, also gives you more ways, more insight on how to form a group of your own and have me facilitate it. I'm also open to, if you have friends around the world, doing it via webcam. So, what's happening? It's interesting that businesses are taking it on quickly. And I think, you know, it's time. We've been so sectarian and so rigid for so long that, especially if you're in any creative industry, your creative peeps get worn out, you know, and sometimes there needs to be a fresh puff of fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
fresh air, fresh spark created, and this group does that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You could write a book. You could use your Miss Mandala at week 8, and you will have the structure to write a novel.
Awesome.
Very awesome.
Cool. Okay, sounds great. So can you tell us anything that you'll be working on for Hexagon Magazine, or is that top secret right now?
Well, since everybody likes to attribute me to the bitch, that it's true. That is, Mount Zavner reaches out to me and says, hey, there's a new comic book called Bitch Planet. I want you to go get it. I made mention that, you know, I'm happy to focus on great bitches because the word bitch has a negative connotation in modern times. However, when we research it back, prior to Salem Witch Trials, I just learned about that one, and go all the way back to Artemis. Artemis was known as the great bitch. This was not a negative connotation. This was something of great authority and power and strength and wisdom. She's the huntress, and she was protected and worshipped by a pack of female wolves, which a.k.a. female dogs, a.k.a. bitches. So, therefore, that's how she got the title. I wrote a beautiful Women in Religions paper on this several years ago. So I've kind of taken that on, and I'm okay with it. You know, let's bring back the power of that word. It's not the negative connotation is a joke. It's just another con. So, yay for bitches.
Oh dear goodness! So I shared a link there to the Bitch Planet comic series in the chat room. If anyone's interested,
this is a comic. I was like, "Are you serious?" And I looked at it when I went up. You know, we have Superfly Comics here in Yellow Springs, which is internationally known comic book store. They interview comic book authors all the time. If you're into comic books, they are it. So anyway, I happen to know the owner, and I go walking in there. Mind you, I have Capricorn Rising, okay? So I've got my collared shirt and my designer purse, and which, of course, I got on the cheap because Capricorn's frugal.
Right.
So my dress shoes, my nice jewelry, my hair looks halfway decent. I'm a Sag, so it's like halfway, right? I really need someone to brush my mane for me, but that's another show. So I love walking in there, and everyone's face looks at me crooked, like, she's in the comic book store. Heck yeah, I'm in the comic book store, and show me Bitch Planet. And the owner shows it to me, you know, he knows me, straight face, like, actually, it's really good. I'm like, it looks scary. It has all these women, like, in a prison on the cover. But, you know, I did what I was told by Mr. Savinar, and I got it, and it's really good. And after I finished, you know, that first one, I hit up Tony Berry, who I'm Superfly Comics. I was like, when's the next one come out? So he's outed me. He's outed me on Facebook, right? I thought I was just like a little incognito. Maybe the locals here saw me go in the comic book store. But no, he posted the big picture of Bitch Planet on my Facebook page. Like, hey, it comes out tomorrow. So I've been outed as a comic. Now not only am I outed as a nerdy astrologer, I'm also a geeky comic book girl. It just keeps getting better.
So, are you sure you're telling us the truth? Could this possibly be the other way around? Could possibly Heather Renee Horton existed first, and then the comic book was written about you?
Oh, we watch yourself, Fishman. Oh, well.
Well, you're our
superhero.
You better
go back to your distorted waters. Before the horse lashes on your coastline.
That was me blowing air bubbles through my gills. Oh, I don't have any. How can I not have any fish samples on the board here? That's terrible.
You tell.
Okay, so any conspiracy stuff you want to talk about before you go?
I know, because you and I are so good at that, and I think hearing it off each other is just confirmation that, oh my gosh, I'm right, because Mark says, because Mark sees it too. You know, last October, when you and I were really heavy on a daily, I mean, I've already said bitch, am I allowed to keep swearing? We had daily holy shit. Oh my gosh, Mark, listen to this, or Heather, what do you think about this? And, you know, and we were breaking down things that are jaw dropping. And it was almost like that eclipse season back through October and early November brought it to its ultimate peak, and then we kind of stopped. So there's nothing really current for me, unless, I mean, you can try to trigger something for me, and I'll tell you what I think about it, other than the fact that the Catholic Church, may my grandmother forgive me for this, but is satanic. I mean, other than that, you drink blood and eat flesh. I don't care that it's wine. You're still drinking, you're symbolically drinking blood. That's pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Yeah, I just...
No, not okay.
One about the Garland, Texas thing. This is on Mark Gray's page. He was a really awesome linguist, symbologist, conspiracy type person. He was talking about the Garland event the other day, where there was this shooting in Garland, Texas. Of course, I'm not going to be able to find it now. But it's, there was a shooting by supposedly a couple guys in a Muslim group of, there was a, it was a
cartoon thing.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes, and he posted a whole thing about that. That day is. Dang it! When did this?
That's all right.
I went way too far back.
You know what I said recently? I said recently. I actually said this to my mother recently. She was like, "Oh, Heather," and I said. I said, you watch, before this current presidential term ends, there will be, martial law will happen. I said, it could be a small scale, short-lived, and doesn't work out, but I assure you, the intention's there, and it will be attempted at least. And then Baltimore happens. And I was like, ooh, we're getting close. We're getting close to that. I told you. Granted, it didn't last long. See, her thing is like, it didn't last that long. It didn't affect the whole country. I'm like,
something interesting I did run across the other day. What was interesting is that the North Node is down to 9 degrees of Libra right now. And so what was very interesting is just last week now, the Pluto for the city of Baltimore is at 8 degrees Libra. Nepal that had the 7.8 earthquake, their Pluto is at 8 degrees Libra. The chart for Papua New Guinea, which has had like 3 6.5 or higher earthquakes in the last week and a half, their Pluto is at 8 degrees Libra. Fiji, which just had like a 7.2 and like a 6.8 in the last week and a half, their Uranus is at 9 degrees Libra. So it's like as the North Node is hitting the outer planets of these cities and countries, it's like we're really seeing. And I think some of this Earth stuff that's all these earthquakes, and there was like 2 weeks ago there was 7 volcanoes in 6 countries that all erupted within a couple hours of each other on the same day.
The mole people are coming.
Yes, the mole people are coming. Or Steve Quayle would say that the giants are coming back.
Yes, there you go.
But it's just really interesting how I'm kind of seeing this as the Earth is showing us a mirror. Like we're releasing all of this old rage and old anger and old karmic stuff, and maybe some people are not disposing of it properly. And we're kind of seeing like the Earth is taking it and digesting it and spitting it back out or something. I don't.
Okay, so here's what comes to me as I hear you saying this is I see the map of time, and we have been misled around, 2010 is when it kind of started, is we were misled that come 2012 we're going to enter the golden age. Totally false. What we are doing, we're coming out of, we're in the final years. We are in the end times of the Iron Age. And so some of us have been on the forefront of that, bridge that is crumbling. I mean, it's crumbling, but it's the bridge to the Silver Age. Or, I'm sorry, the Bronze Age. So we're coming out of iron, we're moving into bronze. There are, there's very little on the internet about it, but you can find it. And not like jokester website kind of stuff either. I mean, you really have to hunt, but you'll find the research. So yes, I agree with you. Bad junk is breaking off. It's not being disposed of properly. Like you said, that's like the Iron Age breaking off. It's not being disposed of properly, and it's looking pretty ugly. As the rainbow bridge, so to speak, and Casey Matrona actually writes about like bridges that look like rainbows and connecting the two worlds and things like that. So let's use that in this example. The rainbow bridge, which is the end of the Iron Age into the Bronze Age, not everybody's going to make it. I mean, that's just how it is. Part of the shift is consciousness. Period. End of story. Have you seen have you seen Interstellar yet?
Oh yes, amazing, amazing,
amazing film, brilliant film. And granted, maybe the trailer doesn't pull you in as well as the movie's worth, or maybe the cover of the film doesn't pull you in, but it's Matthew McConaughey. Who doesn't want to watch Matthew McConaughey? Even
right.
Guys can watch Matthew McConaughey. Come
right.
On. So,
I'm a fan.
I like him.
If you haven't seen the movie, see the movie. I appreciate, and it's really been a mind F-bomb to me, the ending of that film, and I won't ruin it for people, but that's kind of messed with my idea of reality. I have not, shame on me, ever seen The Matrix. I own the DVD. I've never seen it. I will make myself watch it this weekend, but I'm being told that, yes, Interstellar, but The Matrix more so is what we are living in. So I'm excited to watch it now to take my ideas, watch that film, integrate it with Interstellar's, what they're sharing. And see where my mind goes from there. I have Mercury on the galactic center, right, in the 12th house.
Oh, and 26, 27 Sag?
Yeah, in the 12th.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm already there. I have a direct line to the galactic center.
Okay. Awesome. One of my guilty pleasures is horror movies. I watched The Pyramid the other day.
Is that Mars in Cancer? Ew.
I have Mars retrograde and Scorpio in the first house conjunct
my
south node. After doing a couple past life regressions, I found I had a few past lives in the Egyptian mystery school, and one of them I was murdered because I was trying to thwart some of the corruption that started happening. So that explains some of my... But anyways, in the short story long, in the movie, they get trapped in this part of the pyramid, and they're trying to find this new pyramid that's discovered, and they're trying to get out, and they have this... they're in this burial tomb area, and they're looking how to get out, and they look up at the top of the burial area, and there's this beautiful Egyptian zodiac tapestry built into the ceiling, and they're looking for the I forget what the word was, but they're looking for the one star or constellation to let them out of their burial tomb.
Oh,
and
wow.
So you could see all the zodiac signs around the ceiling of this Egyptian burial tomb, which, you know, we have the meteor Apophis or whatnot that's supposed to be heading towards us, which was the one of the enemies of ISIS. And so, you know, I swear that October 23rd eclipse last year, I told everybody that was the rebirth of the Egyptian mystery school. And it's like, there's just so many asteroids and things now that are being named after like Egyptian demons and stuff. Like it hasn't stopped since then.
Here's the deal. Everything is astrology. Period. End of story. Everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
I don't care who you are. I don't care how smart. I don't care how many PhDs you have. I don't care what your IQ is. If you don't understand that everything in astrology, I think you're an idiot. It's
yes.
Fact. But the problem is people get arrogant and they decide to not look into subject matter because they just decide to, and they just decide it's wrong, and because they don't look into it. However, once you start looking into this, how I ended up leaving corporate banking, you start to look into things like, and you decide, I'm a Sag, so I already like the debate, so I'm going to debate that idiot over there, and I'll study it, watch me. And then guess what happens? You say, well, I'm going to go ahead and put in my 2-week notice.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to play in this matrix anymore because it's stupid. I mean, seriously. And that seems the other thing, you know, I get upset for like different clients that are excited and feel alive again and find God in life because of astrology, because of the things they're learning or sessions they're having, and they now have that spark. And if you study, you know, mental health, one of the most important things for people to heal is a hope or, you know, that there is something more and something higher and something greater. When people lose that, that's when we have mental health problems and issues. That's when we see people fall into addiction. So it's really powerful when people do have astrology sessions that are professional in nature and not, you know, Miss Cleo, 1-900 crystal ball, all that's a problem. That's a problem. I agree. I don't believe in that either. You know, but I want to support people that find themselves in the dilemma of feeling good and feeling enlightened and sharing that with people they like and care about and getting reflected back by idiots who say, I have a PhD, I don't believe in that stuff. So I've been teaching my clients, when you hear that, when you hear I don't believe in astrology or that stuff, you say, neither do I, because it's not a belief system. So right there, you're opening the curiosity as well for these other people. But yeah, I don't care who you are. If you don't know that everything is astrology, you're an idiot. Maybe you're
right,
not
I
mean, an idiot. That's me.
Point taken.
I must be. You're not an idiot, but I'd appreciate it. Let me do a little more Taurus Moon polite. I'd appreciate if you look into the subject matter before you make such stern decisions.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a daily struggle for me right now to not like become a total troll on Facebook. Because I see there's so many. Oh, I'd seen an ascension. I'm not going to name any names. I saw an ascension post the other day, and someone had was using some astrology stuff in it to do like a forecast for the next month, and it was so awful. There were so many errors in it. I was just like, oh my God, I have to go. Somehow I have to go clean that up. and
see,
we can't go clean everything up, but it's annoying.
Well, you know, Robert Hannon gave a lecture on ethics, and he made it very clear that it's important that astrologers are such a minute percentage of the population, because when this keeps getting into more and more hands, it is getting distorted and used improperly, and that's
yes.
a problem.
Yes.
So, I mean, however, it's also, you know, we also know how empowering it can be to have this kind of knowledge, and how it does take us out of this heavy, dark 3D-ness that can happen. And I'm not saying it always happens, but it can happen, and it enlivens us. So there's this, yes, we want everyone to embrace astrology for its scholarly merit, but at the same time that can be problematic.
Agreed. Yeah, it is. I barely have some tongue left some days. I'm just sit there and bite it all day.
Honestly, I stopped defending myself and my study of it. I used to defend it. I used to get very defensive. I used to, you know, and try to put people in their place about it. Now I just look at them like, okay. You know, but I don't need to defend it because I know, like I know. That
right.
astrology is everything. It works.
Right.
So
I'm talking
defending you, it's silly.
Right. Well, I'm just talking about more about when I see people post really bad, incorrect stuff, not going on there and just destroying their post, even though I'm very tempted.
Oh, you know what? I don't know why that just triggered me with this, but, you know, you talked about conspiracy theory. This actually isn't really conspiracy theory, but when I was on Matt Savinar's show as his guest, when was that? Within the last year, he asked me what I thought the age of Aquarius looked like. And since I have the banking background and I kind of go into history a little bit, I said to him, they are slowly moving us to a point system versus a money system. Paper money is going to go to be completely diminished, and we're going to move into points. And he said, wait a minute, you're telling me our lives are going to be sitting in front of the computer on Facebook playing Farmville and earning points so we can buy our food? I said, yes, that's what I'm telling you. And he was like, no way. That's crazy. And I was like, he said, sounds miserable. I said, that's what I'm telling you. I've seen that for a very long time, and I'm fairly confident in that vision. And lo and behold, if you haven't noticed in the last couple weeks, in your email boxes on Facebook, there's now a dollar sign. You can now attach your debit card to your Facebook account and send and receive money.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm very serious, because I decided, instead of being angry about it, since I already saw it in a vision some time ago, and I even talked about it on FM radio, one, I think they owe me money for the idea. Two, I'm embracing it. So I just accepted my first Facebook payment for an email session. So for those of you that would like an interpretation of your natal chart and maybe don't have the $145 to spend on a session, or, you know, or like it to be written out so you can reference it and reread it multiple times, that's more affordable. I'm doing $25 for a 30-minute type-up. of your chart, and I am accepting those payments in via Facebook. It's a 24-hour turnaround time. So you send your $25 and your birth information, and within 24 hours you will be emailed back with an interpretation of the transits, theme of soul return, your progress chart, things like that.
Wow. As always, you are ahead of the curve.
Indeed.
Okay, my friend. I know you're busy. We could probably stay on here and chat for another 9 hours, but...
Okay. Well,
I know you're busy.
You can connect me through Mark, through Iggy. You can type me in with Heather Renee Horton. That's R-E-N-A-E instead of R-E-N-E-E. Or visit my website, which is MissMandala.com or IndigoLifeDesigns.com. They go to the same exact website. Check out the Miss Mandala groups if you're interested in participating in that. You can email me if you don't have a group to form to join a group that might be forming. And, of course, I still have my private sessions via Skype, phone, or in person with a referral.
Awesome. Awesome. We appreciate you. Time out of your schedule, and we will run into each other soon.
Yeah, that's my PhD course that I need to write way too much and read way too much, but it's interesting. So.
You know what? We should all go down to Yellow Springs one weekend day or something and have a drum circle there somewhere.
That sounds great.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I don't know anybody we know down there.
Hello.
No, I know.
right. Okay. She's being funny. Okay. All right. So thank you so much for being on. We love you, and we look forward to having you on again in the near future.
Awesome. I love you. Thank you for having me on, Mark.
Anytime. And take care. And everybody out there, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. It looks like it's going to be beautiful out. Lots of drumming events, lots of outside stuff going on, classes, all kinds of fun stuff happening. So go enjoy your life. Don't know how long it'll be there. Seize the day, or better yet, seize the night.
Mark, time to return to the ship.
Okay, bye, guys.